So, we went through 17 last Wednesday night, and I want to say this, and I know we're probably live streaming, and I want to say this: all of you that are praying on the prayer line, I want to commend you and say I appreciate that. But most of all, you're obeying God. Those of you that are not praying, I want to encourage you. Don't let it be too late before you start. Okay? It's best to do something ahead of time and prepare yourself than to wait till you are looking down. As I heard Brother Copeland said many years ago, if you're looking down the barrel of a six shooter and you're trying to confess the word, say you're too late. You should have been doing that. You should have been doing that day, weeks, and months and years ago. You should have built that word inside of you. So don't let it be too late. Let your flesh dominate you, and don't let ignorance control you. And don't let pride stand in your way. Humble yourself. Say, Lord, I don't know how to pray. He liked those kind of people that would be honest. Lord, I don't know how to pray. Then he'll teach you. And that's why we're praying. You think we all on that line or everybody know how to pray? Let me ask the question to those that have been praying. Have you learned anything since you've been praying? Have you learned more about prayer? Are you more freer to yield to the Holy Ghost than the first day you start? So we all learn. Am I right? So Jesus said, he spake these words, or spake a parable unto them to this end, that men ought to always to do what? Pray and not faint. Not do what? Faint. The Amplified reads like this. Also, Jesus told them a parable to this effect, that they ought to always to pray and not to turn coward. And that I like that. If when pressure come and you run away from prayer, you're a coward. And that's what Jesus said. Don't be a coward. Stand your ground. You know, Ephesians 6 tells us, says what? Put on what? The whole armor of God. Then he said, having done all to stand, right? You've done everything you know. He didn't, what did he say? Stand. Didn't say run. Didn't say turn coward run. He said stand, right? So I looked at these, I added one tonight. I was looking at these four things that six of them I have. Why pray? Number one, Jesus said to do so. That's number one. He told us to do it. Is he your Lord? He's your Savior? Huh? Come on. And we have examples which we will look at in the Bible where there's individual prayer. We have united praying. We have a prayer of agreement where two can come together and pray. And we have prayer of intercession. We have prayer of consecration, dedication. We have all these different kinds of prayer. And so when there's an opportunity to come, listen to me tonight, not scolding, not trying to, but as a teacher, as a leader, and I'm honest from my heart to do my best to teach you, because Hosea 4:6 said, my peoples are destroyed for what? Lack of knowledge, and lack of knowledge comes from a lack of teaching. Amen. And so Jesus said to do so. That's number one. If Jesus said it, then we ought to be doing it. And many times we have different people in our midst, and I know that. And that's why we're saying it the way we're saying it. You need encouraging. You need sometimes you need a little boosting. a little strong arm, amen, and encouraging and all that, because everybody is not just, don't have the same get to it as others. How many of you had more than one child and all, every one of them is just identical? You know better than that. Every one of them different. And so you have to have enough wisdom how to deal with everyone according to their character. And am I right? Amen. So same way at church people. Every one of you different. Amen. But I want to encourage all of you, because see, if you couldn't do it, God never would have told you. He never tell you to do something that you couldn't do. But he always tell you to do something you can't do without him. You got to have him to do it. Help you to do it. He'll tell you to do it, and he wants you to know, but you're going to need me to help you to do it. Amen. 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 And that's why the scripture says, I can do all things through Christ. What? Will strengthen me, because you're going to need him to help you to do it.